all looking for ways to save a buck, whether it is at the grocery store, restaurants, or even on vacation. Well, Fox 5's Nadine Torin shows us another important money saver.
Losing a loved one is bad enough, so how do you emotionally and financially survive when funeral expenses start adding up?
You do have families, yes, that are not able to afford as much as they used to.
Keith Baumgartner works for Greenwood Memorial Park and Mortuary, a Mountain View funeral home that's been around for more than 100 years. He says dealing with death in the down economy is tough, especially when the average funeral costs $5,000 and can reach up to $15,000.
More and more, the families that we serve are looking at ways that they can get a savings of some sort, which that might be changing the selection of flowers that they purchase, getting an urn that's a little less expensive, a casket, that type of thing.
Consider this. Plan your loved one's funeral on a weekday. Baumgartner says it'll save you at least $1,000. Here's another thought when making arrangements. Hold a gravesite service rather than a traditional chapel service. He says that, too, can save you $1,000.
You would probably pay between $4,000 to $5,000, depending on your options. What would you include or take out?
When it comes to cremation,
it's typically less expensive than a traditional casket type burial.
And Baumgartner says you have options when choosing your loved one's headstone.
Flat is going to run you probably about $600. An upright marker could be anywhere from $1,500 to, $4,000 or $5,000.
To get the best overall price, Baumgartner says do your research.
You can get stuff that is on the lower end, but it's not always going to be what you think it is.
Because anything that will help make coping a little easier is well worth it. In Mountain View, Nadine Torin, Fox 5 News.